Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn is a hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Lizanne will uncover life lessons for both animal and human from the animal's perspective and will share the wise voices of our wild animal companions. It's an animal's unquestionable intuition that guides Lizanne, a world-renowned animal communicator. Learn why your companion selected you and how you might experience love, compassion, and understanding for all animals. They're here to help us understand the mirror they are for our life journey. Lizanne will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Now, here's your host, Lizanne Flynn.
Yes, and we are actually trying to get Lizanne on the line, and she should be here right now. Lizanne, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Christy, thanks so much.
Wonderful, no problem.
Hey, everybody, I'm Lizanne Flynn, and you're listening to The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Christy, thank you for stepping in there. Internet connection problems, we're just going to keep our fingers.
You are listening to The Animal's Eye View right here on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Yep, we're going to give this the old college try again. Now we're doing it old school because Chrissy, the lovely Chrissy, has me connected via phone. So, again, thanks, everybody, for sticking in there with us. We're just going to plow right ahead because that's what we do. As I was starting to say, the 1-800 number, I'd love to have you call in and chat with me or make a comment. I do have open the instant feedback window that's on the Transformation Talk Radio website. Please go ahead and send me a question or a comment. I think that part of the internet is working well. It's something about Skype and this new modem that I have. They're not necessarily happy with each other. So, as I said, we're just going to go ahead and plow right ahead. Again, that number is 1-800-930-2819. And I also have a giveaway for today because we're going to be talking about when traditional medicine fails you and talking about alternative medicine and alternative energy medicine, if you will. I thought that I would give away a free 30-minute distance Reiki healing session. That's where my recipient and I, the person that I choose to share Reiki with, are disconnected via long distance. Reiki can go to anywhere, pretty much past, present, and future, and certainly is capable of covering large amounts of distances. If you'll just email me, Lizanne@theanimalseyeview.com, and I'll repeat that a couple times during the show, and I'll just go ahead and pick someone, and that's how that's going to work. So, again, a free 30-minute distance Reiki healing session. Just email me, and I'll pick somebody, and we'll get some Reiki going and hopefully make everybody's life just a little bit better. From time to time, there's things that come up in my life that I think are probably good things to share with you, and that's where the idea for talking about alternative medicine and energy medicine as opposed to traditional medicine came up. Recently, at the end of an animal communication session, during which I had a few kind of underlying feelings that didn't feel especially good during the reading, that the guardian at the end didn't perceive was accurate, and certainly from time to time that happens. As I'm a human being and fallible, and at the end of that session, it was really interesting because the message, because it was so glaring from the universe, was Lizanne, embrace your humanity. Which, of course, was a fabulous message for me to receive, especially at that point in time. And just like everyone else out there, there are times when it's difficult for me to look in the mirror and embrace all of my glorious imperfections because, you know, we have them. as spiritual beings having a human experience, that's the very purpose of the human experience, is for the universe and your higher self to lovingly focus, sometimes not so lovingly or sometimes not so gently, focus on some aspects of the human experience that we chose specifically in our lifetime to perhaps raise to a different vibrational level. It's so easy for us, I think, to get caught up in the experience of being human that we forget the spiritual beingness of who we really are underneath this human experiences. And one of my growth opportunities, or AKA my challenges, is to love myself at a deeper level, because, you know, we can always go deeper, right? When I was thinking about this particular message from the universe and meditating on its significance in my life, one particular area came up was my physical health. And as some of you may know, I was diagnosed with MS about 20 years ago, and certainly there have been times in my life where I've had difficulty embracing the MS, not only the physical effects on my body, but just as importantly, the emotional and spiritual effects of MS on my life. I've gotten to the point, though, and I have to say most definitely alternative medicine was one of the things that built a bridge for me to get to this place, that I really do depend upon my physical body to give me a heads up if I'm overdoing it or maybe underdoing it or having other stress-related issues going on over which I have control, so that it ends up acting as a loving partner would and simply state what's going on and how to best proceed. There's no judgment, there's no condemnation, there's no, niggling, critical thinking voice that goes on. And for me, I've come to a place of embracing the wisdom of my body and definitely depending upon it as I would a partner, and from a place of deep trust versus thinking that something's quote-unquote wrong with me. And I think most definitely for those of you who might be listening who have something chronic going on with you, it's pretty easy, I think, to get into that place of thinking that something is wrong with you, and thinking that, I just need to fix that. And sometimes even this makes me less of a person. This makes me, you kind of feel like you stick out in a way that other people don't. And again, of course, when you put a highly sensitive person on the top of that, that's also just something that is difficult for us as highly sensitive people to deal with, something going on with our physical selves. But for me, they're all messages from my body to me about what's going on in my life that may be adversely affecting its state of health. And the key thing is, and I suppose we should probably start with this, I would invite you to look at your body as something that's separate from you. So that, say, for instance, you feel hungry, I would invite you to say, my body is hungry, my body is sleepy, my body has a cold, my body has MS. So that there's that slight bit of difference between you and your physical body. I think that's a really important thing, because that, again, keeps that just little tiny bit of breathing space between you and what's going on with your physical body. But I think for me is a calming and a grounding thing. Chrissy's giving me the 1 minute mark, and so everybody, we're heading into our first break. Again, the number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm coming to you via phone today from my home in Colorado. Skype is fighting a little bit with my internet connection, and so Chrissy just decided, and appropriately so, that we'll just do this via phone today. It was going to flow much more smoothly. So, Chrissy, again, thanks for doing that. I've chosen some songs for today, and as a second part to our topic, I'd like to broach the subject of alternative medicine as it becomes such a huge component in my wellness and is such a large, in a large part, is responsible, as I said earlier, for providing that vehicle for me to learn how to talk with my body on these deeper levels. I think it's vital to begin to talk with your body on these deep levels and access those messages that our bodies give to us all the time. That's, again, that's what this body is here for. It's here for us to enjoy the human experience as ultimately as possible as spiritual beings, and it's also here to help us to embrace, I think, those things about us that we probably wish we could change. But if you think for just a second about how our bodies speak to us, for instance, of stress, we might get headaches, stomach pains, a pounding heart, shortness of breath. The whole fight, flight, or freeze thing happens. And again, what a marvelous tool our bodies are for us, and they've been that way for hundreds of thousands of years. And they talk with us all the time, and I think the real question is, are we listening? So even if you don't have a chronic thing like I do, I'm confident your physical body is speaking to you on so many different levels about what it needs from you, so that it can give to you the gift of vibrant health. And I think the difference between traditional medicine and alternative medicine is that traditional medicine typically addresses the symptoms of what's going on with the surface of the body, and alternative medicine delves deeper to discover the why of this non-state of vibrant health that you're in the moment, whether it's a cold or something all the way to MS. So as much as you can, delve into those messages from your physical body so that you can work together and not against each other in reaching for health and harmony. And so as we look at these pla- comfortableness with, you know, looking in the mirror and you happen to be having a bad hair day, and you think to yourself, wow, I really wish I could change this. I wish this would be smaller. Maybe this would be larger. Maybe this would be a different size. Maybe this would be a different consistency on your physical self. For me, it definitely all starts from a place of self-love, of being able to look into the mirror honestly and say to yourself every single day, I love you. And as you all know, that's one of my sign-offs for my radio shows, saying take good care of yourself and your animal companions and remember to tell them and yourself at least once a day, I love you. I think that's a really, really critical thing. So, Chrissy, for the second part, if you would, I chose a song that I think is pretty applicable for what we're talking about today. It's the song Love by Nat King Cole, who's one of my favorite artists. So I invite you to look at it from the experience of embracing your physical body and just loving your physical body. So instead of thinking about the song from the standpoint of an intimate relationship or a partner, think about it from the physical self and from your partner being that part of a foundation of love for you. So let's go ahead and listen to Nat King Cole.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
Fabulous, right? I know. I just adore Nat King Cole. And honestly, that song, just I was just kind of bouncing around here on my chair. So when you look at that song from the place of being in love with and loving your physical body, I think everything changed. I think everything shifts. And when I can look in the mirror and say, I love you, there's a really great energy shift from moving from a place of self-criticism and doubt to a place of openness and warmth and love. And from there, I find it much easier to say to others, to my animal companions, that I love them as well. So it truly does start with self-love and the embrace of our human experience from our spiritual beingness. And again, this can be a very difficult thing to do if you're paired with something in this lifetime, such as MS or cancer, or any other chronic long-term thing. And for me, that's kind of the jumping-off point to alternative medicine. And going back for just a second to animal companions, This is an opportunity to look at their physical bodies as well and embrace whatever they might be going through, just taking it a step further. So sending them love and embracing their imperfections as well that might be impacting your life together, most definitely. And the thing is, when as I talked about that energy shift that happens, when we send these messages of you don't measure up, you're not good enough, those messages absolutely do filter down to our physical bodies on some level, and they stay there. They become a part of our physical self on a cellular level, waiting for release in some way, and sometimes the way they are released in the form of disease. And if you look at the meaning of that word and how it's put together, dis meaning not and ease, it means that we are not at ease with our physical bodies. And that's a good place to start is to think about that and to ponder whether this thing that I have is has its place in my life. So for the most part, I've had a really positive experience with alternative medicine. And I've learned that with a chronic disease, to be my own best advocate and to really speak up with whatever healthcare practitioner I'm working with is a really critical thing. On my team, and I do have a team of people, I have a traditional primary care physician, an amazing and fabulous chiropractor, a naturopath, and all of whom sometimes work together in exchanging information about me. And the key, I think, is for me to develop that firm foundation and relationship with my own physical body so that the two of us together are a team and can interact safely and proactively with the healthcare team. And we'll talk a little bit about these different forms of alternative medicine as well as all of the information that's out there in the world so that if you have something like I do in my life or if you know of someone else who needs a different kind of approach to their own health issues, you'll be able maybe to provide some assistance to them as they continue to deepen their relationship with their own physical body. And again, that's what this is mostly about. This is deepening that relationship with your own physical body and getting to a place of deep acceptance and deep love for that physical body. For me, the MS has definitely become something that in alternative medicine, I found the home for acceptance of MS and for the acceptance of myself with MS and the knowledge that this was happening in my life for a very specific reason. These weren't just necessarily symptoms to be treated or a dis-ease to be cured. It was a dance that I was being invited into to enrich my human experience that was lovingly orchestrated by my spiritual being and my higher self. And again, those negative thoughts that sometimes can crowd in from time to time definitely can kind of take the toll on developing this healthy and positive in-love relationship with your physical self. And as we head into our second break, I would invite you to think about something, just a starting place, whether that's in meditation, whatever works for you to release those thoughts, those negative thoughts, creating ceremony, setting fire to them for cleansing purposes and scattering the ashes, whatever works for you to take charge of those thoughts and master the mind that is so closely tied to your state of health. Everybody, I hope you stay tuned. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back after a quick break.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and you're listening to The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Just a reminder that that call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. You can also go to the website Transformation Talk Radio and post a comment or two. I just checked it. Nobody has been in there, and that's okay. Take your time. Let me know if there's something that I can help you out with today. So we're talking about traditional medicine, not necessarily versus alternative medicine or energy medicine, but coming from the standpoint of maybe having a team of healthcare practitioners that you can use. And I'd like to think that the different kind of functions that people, at least on my team, perform is that that I like, maybe it's coming from the standpoint of I like a lot of minds to work with me on what it is that I have going on with myself. And definitely for me, energy medicine or alternative medicine was a place where I felt most comfortable in getting to the reason for the MS in my life, for working more comfortably with it, instead of coming at it from the traditional standpoint of this is something that needs to be kind of pounded into submission. It's a negative in my life. It's something that I need to really work to eradicate from my life. And I've honestly found that for me, a dance with the MS, a flow of it, just made everything so much easier because I think my body sensed that I was willing, and that made it more willing to peacefully coexist with the MS and to look at it as I do at this point in my life from a blessing standpoint. Because most certainly, I don't think I would be on the path that I'm on today, talking with you lovely people, being an animal communicator, being an intuitive, an empath, if MS hadn't come into my life. It definitely helped me to uncover some of those gifts and abilities. And again, I hope it doesn't sound like I'm bashing traditional medicine, because I do think those practitioners have a valid place in our lives, and rounding out that picture with other disciplines, I think, as I said, makes for a very well-rounded approach to the care and maintenance of the human body, which, let's face it, is a very complex machine, so that it naturally requires different points of view, I think, for a synergistic whole. And I think it behooves everyone to have a medical team and to feel okay about having a team, because your body is very special and it deserves nothing but the best. And to me, this is the same as having the team of light beings that we have with us all the time, every minute of every day, guides, angels, ascended masters, and the like, all of whom have different form and function with us, yet all work toward just one goal, and that's our radiant health and vibrant well-being on all levels. And for me, I feel so blessed to know that I'm so supportive, and so it's a natural extension to have the same for my physical self that I have for my spiritual self. So who would you like to have on your team? Let me share with you who's on mine. As I said, I have a traditional primary care physician, a naturopath, a chiropractor, a massage therapist, several Reiki practitioners, a yoga instructor, a Nia instructor, a dentist, an eye doctor, and of course, several intuitives. And this last group of people have proven to be invaluable to me as I need, just as you do, insight and advice on my own spiritual path, and a double check when the emotional filter for what I'm going through in my life is an obstacle, which it certainly can be from time to time, just like everybody else. And I think the reason why you need such a team of people from a number of modalities is that the body-mind is an incredibly complex being that's multidimensional and has many different needs, that I don't think one particular modality can adequately serve all of it. In other words, it takes a village. And I think that's why in traditional medicine there have been specialty areas that split off from the mainstream family practice because of the complexity of the mind-body. And you notice I'm talking about mind-body, and we'll get to that in just a second. These different areas sprang up because the more science discovered about that particular system or group of organs, the deeper the level of information from the body to the humans became, and I think it was necessary to develop specialties. Certainly for me, psychotherapy is something that I would also add to that team of specialists. When I got diagnosed with MS 20 years ago, there definitely was a grieving process in saying goodbye to who I was and who I was to become. And the more I could honor its presence in my life and embrace the reason for MS being part of my present at the very least, just made it possible for me to, as I said, enter into a flow, a dance with the MS, and begin to learn with it and begin to partner with it. I certainly still have issues from time to time releasing the fear that comes up with flare-ups. I need to trust that everything is in divine order and that everything serves a purpose for my highest and best good. And certainly my physical body is just, as I said earlier, a partner that I deeply trust and deeply respect to give me the information and the knowledge that I need on how to handle my life on an ongoing basis. And another song that I'd like to play for you now is by Melanie. I know this is kind of going back a ways. It's something I actually used as a commercial on my other radio station on 12radio.com. And to me, it exemplifies how a change in perspective can really change everything for you and how you see the world, how you see yourself. And in this conversation, how you might view the world of alternative medicine or energy medicine as being something that you might like to use with your body-mind. And you may be in a place of thinking things like this are of a woo-woo variety and not having any substance. And the thing is, I think the definition of substance is changing every day, and science tells us this all the time. Everything is made of energy and as such can be influenced in every way by things of the exact same energy. The illusion is that it appears solid to our eyes, and again, this is just an illusion. So let's go ahead and dial up that song now, if you will, Chrissy, from Melanie, and I'll be back with you at the end of the song.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. You got a brand new key. I think that we should get
together and try them on to see.
I just love that song. I don't know. It's just like one of those songs, just like the Nat King Cole song, that just makes me feel happy to listen to it. And again, I think that Melody makes a valid point. It's sometimes that if you do have something that comes into your life, or maybe you need to look at something from a different perspective, like having a brand new pair of roller skates, there might be a different kind of skate key out there for you that works just as well, or maybe even better, than the skate key that you're kind of used to using. And again, the whole purpose is for you to find a match with your physical body, with your emotional, mental, and spiritual selves, and your team of healthcare providers that you feel comfortable with, that you feel like you can go to the very nth place having these very deep conversations with your physical body, and so that it becomes a way for you to embrace what's going on with you. Even as I said earlier, if it's just a cold, but getting to the place where you can slowly but surely come back to this a new and a different place, a deep oasis-like place of health and harmony and vibrant state of being, because the bottom line is, this is what your physical body wants for you, most definitely. Everybody, we're going into our third and final break. Thanks so much for listening and staying tuned. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I can't believe that this hour has flown by so fast. I hope you had as much fun as I did. If you would like to contact me, you can go to my Facebook page, The Animal's Eye View, and then the number one. And I have some amazing news. My revamped website is going to be up by noon tomorrow. That's noon Mountain Time, so wherever you are in the world, make that adjustment. So it's Mountain Time. I'm very excited about that. And that's www.theanimals, with an S on the end, so it's plural, the letter I, and the word view, V as in Victor, IEW.com. I'm just, like I said, I'm really thrilled about the revamped website. Lots of good information on there for you all, and hopefully something might resonate for you that you can take away from that website as well. At the very least, that's a place where you can sign up for my newsletter, like me on Facebook, all sorts of good things. So I'm very excited about that. So the song about Melanie, again, sometimes I think we have some difficulty getting to the point of looking at something that's going on in our lives, something that we have for a long time. Yes, we might embrace it, but we also might embrace it from the standpoint of, yeah, I have this thing. I have this thing that's kind of wrong with me. And again, I think it's better, at least it has been for me, to get to the point of really joyously is kind of maybe the wrong word to use, but maybe open-heartedly embracing this thing that you might have going on with your physical body, because that sets off an automatic chain of reaction. And just during the break, Christy and I were talking about the work that was done by Dr. Candace Pert, who sadly recently passed away, I think within the last couple of months. But her work in the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, who discovered that there are such molecules of emotions called neuropeptides. And these neuropeptides are basically free roaming in your physical body everywhere. And so it is appropriate to talk about the body itself as the body-mind. And for me, just a little bit, maybe a very small bone to pick with science, is how we sometimes cut the head off or let go of the emotions and we only address the physical body, instead of looking at the impact, of course, that something chronic can have on the emotions and the mental and certainly the spiritual self, and that we're all basically one system. And I think the edges of psychotherapy in particular kind of start to feather off and can be picked up by other energy therapies such as Reiki or intuitive counseling or other somatic body-centered therapies. Because the thing is, if you do have something like depression, other classified mental health disorders, same thing with dis-ease disorders, chances are that there's something else going on physically and emotionally with you elsewhere in your body, and definitely some energy / alternative medicine, I think, can be a big help in getting that to a better place for you. And the one that immediately springs to mind for me is perhaps someone that has depression. And as Christy and I were just talking, that it's very difficult sometimes to get someone with depression to get moving, to get physically moving. Because, again, that energy exchange will automatically start a whole cascade of positive hormones released in the body that are going to help with that. And it's not that I'm saying that traditional medicine and, for instance, prescriptions don't have its place in the physical body. I think that they do. But I would invite you all more and more, if you can, to embrace alternative medicine, to look at things that, again, traditional medicine might poo-poo and might say are not valid modalities or are not things that are that are of worth in your particular case. And for me, most definitely, as I said earlier, being an advocate for myself, and even if traditional medicine said, gosh, we just don't think this is going to work really well for you. For me, my own experience with things like, for instance, yoga, things like, for instance, Pilates or Nia or Reiki or any of those other things or massage, I think there are some medical practices that might even think that massage is not necessarily a valid and very valuable tool, for instance, in working with someone with depression, because it's by moving that physical tissue that toxins that are built up in the body can be moved out into the bloodstream, can be filtered through the liver and the kidneys, and thus expelled by the body through natural functions. It's just that we just tend to kind of brush the surface, I think, with traditional medicine. And alternative medicine really does give you the opportunity to see how things might get connected with each other that you think might not necessarily be connected with each other as well. So certainly, just very briefly, my own journey with MS, it took a while for the diagnosis to happen. Other things like this, lupus, asthma, oftentimes symptoms can masquerade, especially when the whole nervous system is involved, which it is in MS. And for me, I finally had an MRI of my brain that showed the areas of scarring, thus the multiple sclerosis, the multiple scarring. And I like to tell the story about my son, John, who's a seventh grade teacher, was asking students to bring in x-rays and things of that nature to look at body parts. You know, they were studying science. So I encouraged John to take one of my MRI films in. It was indeed the hit of the class, because there's nothing really, I think, so phenomenal as seeing, for instance, an up-close and pretty vivid image of how a particular organ in the body works. And certainly, I think the brain is definitely one of those things that are marvelous in the body. And again, bringing this kind of full circle, it's truly mastery of those thoughts that the brain generates, of the mind, that can get you back to a place of, if you start to feel isolated, if you have a chronic thing, or if you have a thing going on in your life that you're finding it difficult to embrace, such as, for instance, a mental health disorder, the mind can be either your biggest supporter or, I think, your greatest enemy, because it's in quieting the mind, it's in calming the mind, it's getting to that meditative state that you can enter into that deep place of peace and calm and compassion for you to begin to have these conversations with your physical self and to begin to ask the questions about alternative medicine. Is this something that would fit for me? Well, you might feel a certain resonance if you say to yourself, well, I never considered Reiki. What exactly is Reiki? And your body might begin speaking up on its own, and you might feel a little energy surge when you think Reiki or you think massage or something else. Just pay attention to those, everybody. I would just invite you most definitely to do that. We are heading into the very final part of our show. Thanks so much, everybody, for sticking with me today. I'm excited. Next week on my show, I'm going to have the amazing and fabulous Kathleen Peterson. Kathleen is a channeler. She has her own radio show on 1-2 Radio. She's also an intuitive advisor on 1-2 Listen. Kathleen and I are going to be on. We're going to be channeling messages from ascended masters, from gods and goddesses, guides. I'm just very excited about having Kathleen on my show, so I hope you can tune in. Thank you all very much for hanging in there with me today. Chrissy, most especially, thank you for you. Take very good care of yourselves and your animal companions this week, and remember to say to them and to yourself at least once a day, I love you. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this has been the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? For more information and to schedule a personal session with Lizanne, visit theanimalseyeview.com. That's theanimalseyeview.com. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.